Hello.
Hi, Kevin. It's me, Jennifer. Thank you so much for taking my call back. I can hear you better now. Thank you. So I was just asking about your motivation on a scale from 0 to 10. Would you say, you say that you always vote, but doesn't mean that you... Okay, are you extremely motivated to vote? What number would you give from 0 to 10?
I always vote.
Okay. Would you say you are extremely motivated?
I just always vote.
Okay. I understand, Kevin. Right now, we are just rating your level of motivation. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to give you a hard time. You're actually helping me a lot. It's just that we do have some questions and we have to go, like, how it's listed. Would you please tell me what number would you give to your level of motivation? Thank you so much. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Would you say that very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Closely at all.
Not closely at all?
I'd rather watch sports and listen to music.
Okay, I understand that and I respect that as well. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would that be a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay, would you lean more to a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
No, I'm a Democrat.
I understand.
Told you, I'm a Democrat. I always vote.
Okay. So, would you say that, I'm so sorry, it's just that that is the way that is listed. Would you say that you
Well, that's just the way I'm answering.
Okay. Are you a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a Democrat.
Do you mind if I put it as a strong Democrat?
Yeah, you can put it down any way you want to, yeah.
Kevin, I'm so sorry. I know you are helping me a lot, and I really appreciate it. It's just that we are unable to go on the survey by our own answers. We just need to get this from you. And again, I'm just trying to get through the survey. And again, I really appreciate all your time and the patience that you're having with me. It's just that this is the way that the question has been defined, and we do need to get this from you.
Yeah, right? but I didn't answer the questionnaire.
All right. Do you mind if you just tell me if you're a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for your patience. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with
satisfied.
The direction? Satisfied, thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The Biden administration and their policies? Big business and corporate price gouging and greed? The COVID pandemic? The Federal Reserve rising interest rate, or Republicans in Congress?
None of the above.
Thank you. What would you blame, or who would you blame?
Russia and Iraq.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of... Kevin, do I still have you?
I'm here.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers from 0 to 10. How important do you think it is for the member of Congress to focus on creating more jobs and raising wages?
5.
Ensuring our borders are secure?
5.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
5.
Reducing crime?
Say what?
Reducing crime?
Oh, 5.
Fighting back against racism and discrimination?
5.
Making housing more affordable?
5.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I approve.
All right. Should I just leave it somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Sorry. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
50.
Donald Trump?
0.
Marianne Williamson?
Who?
Marianne Williamson.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Black PAC?
Who?
Black PAC. Like Peter, Apple, Charlie? Have you ever heard of that? Of that
never
organization?
Heard of it.
Okay, that's fine. All right, what about MAGA or MGAA Republicans?
0.
Tim Scott?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, Independent, Cornel West, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West,
or Donald
Trump?
I vote for Biden.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential?
Joe Biden.
Now thinking about racism in America today, do you think it's getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
That's the same. Ain't nothing changed.
Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office, all other things being equal. Please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make the wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy. Candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reforming policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who focuses on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
Neither one.
Okay. Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot.
Yeah, he's on the news every day.
Okay. Would you say that yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
He's on the news every day.
Okay. Would you say yes, a lot?
Yeah, he's a lot. He's a lot on the news.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Favorable.
Okay. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you. Statement one, made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans. Expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Would you say that is very important? Somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important? I'm sorry, you say very important?
Important.
Okay. The option I have is very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, Kevin. I thank you for helping me. For the next accomplishment is provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes.
Somewhat important.
Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in record history.
Somewhat important.
Establish Juneteenth as the federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery.
Very important.
Thank you so much. We're almost there. Now, we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years. I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote.
But I always vote.
I just have two statements. And for this one, all I need to know if that is very convincing or not to you. Again, 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to vote.
I always vote, though. You ask me these questions. I told you I always vote.
All right. And I understand that. So please allow me just to read you these two statements, and please tell me if this is a convincing reason to vote. First statement I got is, Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprising medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. Would you say that is not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
You may not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year, the first ever African-American leader for either party in Congress. If Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history, and become the second most powerful person in our government. He would not only be able to move an agenda focused on growing economy opportunity for everyone, but he'd be our check on MAGA or MAGA Republicans and their radical agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Would you say not at all convincing, or what convincing, or very convincing?
Who say he's going to be the speaker?
It will be for the Democratic.
Who's going to say he's going to be the speaker?
That's just a statement that people have given.
Yeah, well, who's going to say he's going to be the speaker?
I'm sorry?
Who's to say he's going to be the speaker?
Oh, this is for Hakeem Jeffries.
Speculation.
It's for Hakeem Jeffries, Kevin.
Yes, speculation.
I respect your opinion. In that case, would you give...
speculation.
Okay.
Don't nobody know.
I understand that. Would you like to score this one from what number would you give? Not convincing, zero? Then what's convincing?
Look, I told you, don't nobody know.
Okay. So you wouldn't score this statement?
Don't nobody know. You asking a question about if you just, we don't know.
I understand that, and I respect. This is based on your perception.
How many more questions we got?
We're almost there, Kevin. You're helping.
You're almost there.
We're
you
almost
said that
done.
Yeah, you said we're that 15 minutes ago.
I'm sorry. So would you like me, what number would you give to this one? So we can move
five.
On to the next thing.
Five.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next presidential.
I'm very motivated. I vote all the time.
Thank you. And what has stood out the most? To you from the arguments you just heard.
I voted.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any of these campaigns contacting you in that way. Were you contacted through text messages?
Text messages.
Yes, okay. Were you contacted through mailers?
I don't bother any business.
Okay, so you were not contacted through mailers.
I don't get any business.
Okay. Door knock.
Looks like we veer that way.
I understand. Did someone knock your door?
Said what?
There's someone knocked your door during this campaign, if you were contacted through this way?
Can't get in.
Right.
Somebody's got to let you in.
I'm sorry. This is just asking about how are you contacted for the midterm campaign season. So there you had someone knocking your door regarding this campaign? Okay. What about TV ads? Yes.
I don't care
about
that.
Okay. Someone campaigned in a neighborhood?
I don't get my neighbor's business.
Okay. Social media, like internet ads?
No.
Phone calls?
No, it don't matter. I know what I'm doing.
I understand. What about radio ads?
Don't matter. I know what I'm doing.
Okay. This is the last question that I have regarding on how you were contacted. Were you contacted on through radio ads?
I know when the election is.
This was for the...
I vote absentee.
All right, this is for the past campaign on 2022.
Well, I guess I vote absentee. I get my ballot, I mail it out, and I send it back.
Okay, I understand. Switching gears a little, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. We are on the last questions right now, Kevin. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
High school graduate, okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Do thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or not, none at all of your neighbors are white?
Some.
Okay. Would you say about half, less than half?
Some. Less than half.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United
no.
States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Kevin, these were all the questions that I had for you today. Again, thank you so much for your patience.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good
Have
day.
A good day. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.